This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner service. specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We are at Minster on ScoresBroadcast.com, and we've got the game between Bodkins and Minster, the Trojans and Wildcats, as the Shelby County Athletic League meets the Midwest Athletic Conference. Junior varsity game, a minute 45 to go in the first quarter, 33-27. Bodkins in the lead. The advantage has been as much as 10. It's now down to 6. Here's a steal by Minster, and a driving layup is no good. Follow is good. 33-29, Bodkins by 4 over Minster. Final, a minute 20, third quarter. Junior varsity tilt before a full house here at Minster tonight. We look up behind us. The Bodkin section on the west side is nearly full. Minster seats across the way are about 95% full. It's a big contest. Two very good high school teams. Bodkin's Trojans 8-1 on the year, 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Against Minster, 6-5, 0-3 in the MAC. Both teams coming off losses. Bodkins, in our previous broadcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com, was clobbered by Marion Local this past Tuesday night, 66-33. Eli Pitt scored 15 in that game, 0-0 at 11. And then just 7 additional points. Gilskamp 4, Steinke 2, Welsh had a point as Marion Local sprinted away from a 7-7 tie and rolled on to a 33-point win over Bodkins this past Tuesday. Meanwhile, Versailles was in action last night. Bodkins was idle, and Versailles was beaten soundly on the road, or I should say, Minster was in action last night at Versailles and lost soundly to the Tigers. A big win for Versailles by 20-plus. Cole Albers led Minster with 14, 8 in the first half. Cole McClurg at 9, Andrew Kettner at 8, Taylor Fancher 4, Andrew Wiss 3, as the lead was 14 points at halftime, and Versailles streaked to the win. So tonight for Minster, tonight for Bodkins, it's a rebound game, a resilience test. Who can come back strong and notch a victory? Bodkins Trojans 8-1, and the Minster Wildcats 6-5. We'll return with more pregame for you in just a few minutes. Minster Bodkins boys action tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer here at Minster. Chuck McBee off ill tonight, and I've got the action for you from the Wildcats. Jim Botkin's Trojans come to town. Should be a very good game, although last year it was not. Minster on a Saturday night after having played on Friday when Botkin's didn't. Same scenario this year. Minster was sleepwalking a little bit. And the final tally in that game a year ago at home, the Trojans 65 and Minster 39. Colin Dosick was absolutely marvelous on that evening. It was December 27th of 2024, 2 days after Christmas, when Dosick drilled the Nets for 35 points. He had 26 in the second and third quarters combined, 14 in the second, 12 in the third. He tallied four threes, check it, five threes in those two periods to pave the way. Colton Plyman had nine. He was the second leading scorer for Botkins in that victory last year over Minster, 65-39. Leading scorer for the Minster Wildcats in that contest a year ago, Cole McClurg had 11. Cole Albers had eight. Those two young men will be on the floor in the starting lineup tonight for the Minster Wildcats. Let's take a quick look at action played last night in the Midwest Athletic Conference. As we noted for you a few minutes ago, Versailles routed Minster at the Tigers Gym, 67-43, 24-point triumph for the Versailles Tigers, who've lost just once. Marion Local blew out Parkway, 59-34. New Bremen by 14 over Fort Recovery, 52-38. Delta St. John's remained unbeaten, beating New Knoxville by 20, 76-56. And St. Henry knocked off Coldwater by a final score of 67-33. In the Shelby County Athletic League last evening, Rushi handled Fairlawn. The Fort Loramie Redskins defeated the Houston Wildcats, and in a game that was tight after three quarters, Jackson Center pulled away to knock off Anna in that game last night at the Jackson Center High School gym. Just under 5 minutes left to go in our JV tilt here tonight on Scores Broadcast. It's 38-31. Botkins is in the lead over Minster by 7, 38-31. We'll return with more from here at Minster High School in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank in Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. New location beginning last spring in Rushi. Thank you, Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Locale Equipment, a Scores founding partner, coming on board back in 2006. An originating sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com and still on the air with us over 20 years later. Thank you so much, Locale Equipment, L-A-C-A-L, Locale, which came to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. Again, a big deal of gratitude from scoresbroadcast.com to the folks at Locale, management staff, associates. Thanks, Locale, so much. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight is Woody's at Kayville. One of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around is a special two-year-old diner in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. It's called Woody's at Kayville, which has quickly received rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast from 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday, featuring the Lake Monster, hash browns and eggs smothered in gravy. Sample a different daily lunch plate. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals. Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville, is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. That's Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville. The restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that's well worth the drive. Come hungry, leave happy at Woody's in Kayville. And thanks so much to Provico in Botkins, also new here on scoresbroadcast.com. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we strive to deliver quality products for all your farm and show supply needs. As a family-owned and operated business, we've been serving area farmers since 1999. Our diverse product line meets the needs of farmers, livestock producers, and residential homeowners. And with small-town roots in Botkins, we have statewide reach. Our showroom in Botkins and South Main features all of our product lines and feed formulas for our retail customer base. And with an added warehouse space, we provide products to more than 150 dealer stores across the state of Ohio. That's Provico Farm and Show Supply, 225 South Main in Botkins, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. A minute 50 left in the fourth quarter of our JV game here tonight. Botkins leads Minster by a score of 42-31. 42-31, an 11-point lead for the Botkins Trojans, who have widened the spread here in the last couple minutes. Like to note for you, games around the area tonight, Anna boys are at Indian Lake, Fairlawn's at Covington, Jackson Center's on the road at New Knoxville, Fort Loramie entertains Mississinewa Valley. In the Midwest Athletic Conference, Coldwater plays Wayne Trace, Marion Local tackles Van Wert, New Bremen meets up with Arcanum, Jackson Center plays New Knoxville, and Parkway is matched up with Delphus Jefferson. We'll return with more pregame from Minster in just a few minutes. Botkins Trojans on the road against the Minster Wildcats here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Watkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Watkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
It's nearly a full house here at Minster tonight for the Trojans and Wildcats. Big game, each team trying to respond after a recent loss. Bad losses. Watkins was beaten this past Tuesday by Marion Local 66-33. And last night, Versailles routed Minster at the Tigers gym by a score of 67-44. Watkins coming into this game tonight, 8-1 on the year, opening the campaign with Shelby County Athletic League victories over Fort Loramie, Rushi, Fairlawn, and Anna. And then streaked to wins over Bradford, Jackson Center, Houston, and Fort Recovery. Watkins won easily over Minster last year at the Trojans gym, as we noted for you several minutes ago. Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats coming off the loss last night against Versailles, after having beaten Ottoville here on January 3rd, 70-48, lost a tough one on the road to a very good Spencerville club. Final score, 57-55. Minster was nipped on January 2nd. Prior to that, the Wildcats won three straight games, defeating Houston, Anna, and Allen East. St. Henry defeated Minster back on the 19th of December by a score of 59-55. Adelpha St. John's won at home over Minster on the 12th of December by a score of 64-44. Minster also lost at Wapakoneta 65-38. Minster owns a 54-49 win on the road at Rushi on December the 16th. 11-point win by the Watkins JVs over Minster here tonight. We'll return with tentative starting lineups for tonight's varsity game in just a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your
Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Here is high school basketball tonight from here at Minster. Jack Kramer with you. Chuck McBee ill. May return later on next week. He's got that stomach virus that is going around. It is highly contagious. Minster Wildcats, coached by Mike McClurg. He began in the fall of 2016 here at Minster. He had been an assistant under Mike Lee for a number of campaigns. Mike was here for 20 plus years coaching Minster boys basketball, and Coach McClurg tutored under Mike Lee. Coach McClurg is a Versailles High School graduate, went on to play high school basketball at Thomas More College in Kentucky, and he is the president of 49 Degrees Experience Design, located in Coldwater. Phil Groves, head man at Botkins, is in year number five. About 20 victories per year for Coach Groves, leading the Botkins Trojans. He is a graduate of Wright State University. In 2022, the Botkins Trojans were regional runner-up, lost to eventual state champion Rushi. My mistake, that was in the 24-25 season. Botkins was regional runner-up, losing to Rushi, the eventual state champ. Recent victories by the Trojans notched over Houston and Fort Recovery. Lopsided wins through the first eight victories for Botkins, but then a grinder against Marion Local this past Tuesday as the aggression, the physicality of Marion Local took its toll on the Trojans, who are hopefully ready for Minster here tonight. It's a different kind of problem. 6'8", Cole Albers in the middle. Now, Austin Niekamp at Marion Local graduated a year ago. Of course, he was out on the floor this past Tuesday when Marion Local played Botkins. But Braden Mesher and the clan for Marion Local were so well connected, played extremely tough offensively and defensively, and took Botkins out of its game. Tonight, how do you defend Cole Albers at 6'8", 15.5 points a game, 13 rebounds per outing for Cole Albers? Albers will be guarded by Owen Zimpfer and others. Botkins will no doubt shade a player and a half or two on Cole Albers most of the night. He is going to be a tough customer to deal with. He scored just 10, I think it was, in the game against Versailles. Fouled out against the Tigers last night, did Cole Albers. So he's ready for a big game here this evening. Back to all of the young men on the floor tonight. are ready to go, and they want to perform well tonight as these two teams are coming off setbacks. Mr. Wildcat shooting around down to our right. Botkins Trojans to our left. There goes Botkins heading off to the locker room. We're about 7 or 8 minutes away from the opening tap here tonight. It should be a fine game. There's no way in heck it'll be the blowout like it was 1 year ago when the Botkins Trojans blew out the Minster Wildcats by nearly 30 points. Botkins has got a stranglehold right now in the Shelby County Athletic League race. A 6-0 unbeaten mark. Jackson Center is second at 5-1, although Botkins clobbered Jackson Center at the Tigers gym in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. So those two teams do have the second meeting yet to take place back at Botkins. Rushi is third at 4-2, Anna 2-2, Fort Loramie 3-4, Fairlawn 1-5, Houston 0-7. The Minster Wildcats winless 0-3 so far in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Great crowd on hand. It's nearly full. I'd say the Botkins section behind us is about 80-85% full. Minster stands across the way, 90% full or better. And it's going to be noisy tonight here in the Minster gym for the Botkins Trojans and Minster Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Minster. Jack Kramer speaking to you. Minster Wildcats, Botkins Trojans set to go at it here tonight. We noted the importance of Botkins defense on Cole Albers in the middle. If Cole McClurg and Andrew Kettner are making shots, that could very well free up Albers on the inside. Botkins needs a very good defensive game. Both teams chomping at the bit to get victories here tonight, having lost decisively in their most recent encounters. For the Botkins Trojans, Eli Pitts and Owen Zimfer need help. They score double figures in the loss to Marion Local. The rest of that starting five has got to come through with production in this game tonight. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components, I think, defense. Botkins can't let Albers go for 20-plus points and 15-plus rebounds. Meanwhile, this Minster Wildcats team needs to stifle Eli Pitts out front of Botkins. They'll shade a second guard toward him if Eli can get 15-16 and facilitate and assist his teammates. Botkins could be in good shape. Those are key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components come from Francis Schulze. Building components for the Francis Schulze high-quality door systems, which elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And thanks to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offering many services to veterans and their eligible family members, VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. For more info, call 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For additional information, visit the ShelbyCountyVeterans.org website or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Starters are the opening tip upcoming here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game between the Minster boys and Botkins. For the Trojans, in the road black with white and gray trim, a little bit of gold piping as well. Eli Pitts at guard, 6 foot junior, 13 points a game, 85% free throw shooter, close to 40% on threes. Will Monnen at a wing, just under 11 a game, 6 foot 2 inch sophomore. 35% three-point shooter is Monnen. Owen Zimpfer in the middle, 6'6 senior. He's at 10 per outing. James Steinke, 5.5 a game, 6'4" senior at forward. Tucker Hilfkamp, 6'1 senior, also starts on the front line. He is a 6'1" senior, as I noted. 9 points a game for Hilfkamp. So it's Pitts, Monnen, Zimpfer, Steinke, Hilfkamp for Botkins. For Minster, Cole McClurg, 6'1 senior guard. Andrew Wiss is his running mate, a 6 foot senior guard. Andrew Kettner, 6'3 senior at a wing. Carson Kaler, 5'10 sophomore out front. And Cole Albers, 6'8 in the middle for Minster. The gymnasium has been dimmed as the Minster Wildcats starting five is being introduced. We'll pause and return in a moment with the start of this game. Opening tip is next. Minster Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Webster Wildcats in white have won the opening tip to start the game, and right away there's a bad pass for Albers in the middle, picked off by Zimpfer of Botkins. He hustles down the floor to our left. Minster from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Botkins from right to left. Then the Trojans throw it away. Each team with a turnover here at the start. On the arc for Minster, handling the basketball, Carson Kaler, 5'10" sophomore, pivots around, head of the key, gives it to McClure, 30 feet out, pitch on him. That's a great matchup. There is a speed ball thrown by McClure beneath the basket to a cutter along the baseline. It is wide. It's too hot to handle. Goes out of bounds. Botkins will bring it down. No score opening minute. 30 feet out, Will Monnen. Out at Hillscamp, deep left corner, Pitts. Pitch to Hillscamp. High right, it is Monnen. Right wing, Steinke. To Zimpfer, elbow right. He goes opposite left corner, Pitts. He's jostled as he tries to snake his way along the baseline. Little contact there, ball went out of bounds. Kicked by Minster. Botkins throws in, baseline left. 6:40 left, opening quarter, no score. Hillscamp out high, goes to Steinke, right wing. Cross court to Monnen for a three try. Swish! Will Monnen is on the money. 3-0 in favor of Botkins on the three by Monnen. Minster straight away, it's Wiss. Goes left corner, McClure. McClure to Kaler, baseline left. Throws a pass, deep right corner, Kettner. Kettner bombs, the tray is strong. His trifecta missed. It missed a little heavy. Rebound down to Minster, to Pitts. Up the floor to Steinke. Steinke air balls the three. Zimpfer below the basket gets the offensive board. Reverse layup is good. Zimpfer for two. Monnen a triple. Botkins on top 5-0. Bad pass, Minster. Picked off on the play by Zimpfer. Zimpfer down the floor to a teammate, streaking in from the right wing, Monnen. Meets resistance near the rim, shot won't go. Rebound, Minster. 5:40 left, opening quarter. Minster yet to score, down 5-0. Andrew Wiss, deep right corner with the ball. Out back to Cole McClure. They look for Albers, can't find him. Good overplay by Zimpfer. Albers catches the deflection, and then he makes a pivot into the paint area. Bodies fly. Defensive foul on Botkins. Cole Albers showed some interest in Indiana University to play tight end in football. I think he is headed up north to play basketball at a smaller institution. Indiana, of course, headed to the state to the national championship game against Miami next week. Inbounds pass by Minster to our right, picked off by Botkins, and there go the Trojans exploding the other way. Long pass down the floor, caught by Zimpfer, who lays it through, and Minster needs a timeout. Wildcats with a series of turnovers here at the outset. Botkins has streaked to a 7-0 lead in the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds of this game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order, sell, or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Botkins not showing ill effects from the loss to Marion Local recently. Minster was blown out by Versailles last night, and the Tigers are off to a bad start. Another turnover. Ball thrown away by Versailles. Botkins leading 7-0 with 4:50 left in the opening quarter. Cross-court pass to Steinke, right flank. He throws up a line drive three. It bangs off the flange. Rebound down to Minster. Quick pass, right corner. Caught there on the baseline by Andrew Wiss, who feeds down inside to Albers. He maneuvers and scores a short bank shot. Cole Albers lays it in. First field goal of this game for Minster. And it took 3 minutes and 35 seconds for the Wildcats to produce the bucket. Baseline left. Zimpfer is open for Botkins. His line drive shot rattles, comes out. Rebound tipped out to Monin. Botkin still has it. Off to pitch, right wing. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. He's defended. Goes opposite to Monin. Baseline left. Mid post at Zimpfer. 7-2 Botkin. Here's an overplay and a steal. Andrew Kettner takes it away. Hits the trailer down the lane. Twirling and whirling toward the rim. Albers, two more. Good hustle play by Cole. As he zoomed down the floor, backing up Kettner, and eventually got the 2 points. 7-4. Botkins in the lead, but three. Good teamwork. Pitch to Hillskamp. Down inside on the play to Zimpfer. Short banker. Five-footer. Good. Zimpfer, 6 points. Hot start for him. Botkins sharing the ball extremely well. That was pretty. The teamwork on the last possession. 9-4, Botkins. Just over three to play here in the first. Cole Albers, baseline left. Oh, look at the moves. A jab step to the right. Then he maneuvered toward the paint area and threw in a half hook. 9-6, Botkins leads. Foul line, Hillskamp open from 15. It lipped the rim and came out. Rebound left corner, saved by Minster, but right to Pitts. In the lane to Zimpfer. Turnaround, short shot, six-footer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound Wildcats, out of control, down the floor, McClurg, and he dribbles off his leg. It goes out of bounds. Minster in a hurry so far in this game. 5 turnovers at the outset for the Wildcats. 2:42 left in the opening quarter. It is 9-6 Botkins, which jumped out to a 7-0 advantage. Ball walked to the timeline by Eli Pitts of Botkins. Gets a screen from Steinke, who rolls. Pitts hangs on. Welsh in the ballgame now. Braden Welsh, 5'10 junior at guard. Into the lane to Minster, back to the basket. Doesn't shoot. Now to Pitts. Overplay by McClurg. Pitts into the lane. Must get out of there with it. Hand off to Monin. Monin enters the paint below the foul line. Jump shot no good. Stick back Monin, no good. Welsh retrieves. Baseline left. Botkin still in possession. Inside the arc. Pitts from 14. Off the rim. It's punched out of bounds by Botkins. A trio of good looks from the Trojans. None went down. 2:04 to go, first quarter. 9-6. Botkins in the lead. Minster 6-5, Botkins 8-1. Each team coming off a big loss. Here's a wild shot. A left-hander down the lane by McClurg. Flipped it up from his knees. Hit the backboard. Didn't catch iron. Rebound, Botkins. Down to Pitts. Pitts at the elbow on the left. Shoots in the air over Albers, who came out to put a hand in his face, and he hits it. Nice shot by Pitts. Don't see how he saw the rim through the body of Cole Albers, but he made it anyway. Oh, what an adept drive by Minster in off the bench. In off the bench for Minster, Treg Meyer, or I should say for Minster, Beckham Steffi. Treg is three for Botkins. He entered the paint area, dished to Albers, who went up and nearly dunked it, laid it in to make it 11-8. And at the other end, Botkins hustles hard to the rim and draws a two-shot foul. Oh, what a delivery by Beckham Steffi. Fine assist leading to the Albers basket. Fouled in the act of shooting, Will Monin for Botkins. Free throw is good by Will. Botkins shooting well under 60% from the free throw line this year. Second shot upcoming for Monin. 70 seconds to go first quarter. It's 12-8. Make it 13-8. Both shots good by Monin. He's got five so far in this game. Here is Minster attacking to a right. It's Steffi. Beckham Steffi in off the bench. 5'8 sophomore throws deep right corner to the three-point shooter. It is way too hard. Missed by Dominic Myers come in. Botkin's got the rebound, threw it down to Monin, who immediately chucks up a three. It hits the heel. Rebounding foul against Botkin's. And you heard the cheers from the Botkin's crowd behind us. They didn't like the call. Mitchell will throw in, trailing 13-8 with 41.3 to go here in the first quarter. Zimfer had been out for a brief respite. He's got six. Monin five. Pitts two. For the 13 for Botkins. Here is Minster attacking. Top of the circle. It's Beckham Steffi. Steffi swings it on the play to McClurg. Back to Steffi. Steffi into the paint area. He walked as he was contacted, and the foul prevails. It's Common. Ball out of bounds, left of the rim to Minster. Getting set to pitch in. It's Steffi. He goes on the arc to Dominic Meyer. Fine running back in the football team. In the lane to Albers. Albers attracts a double team. Throws opposite into the corner. Andrew Wiss. He drills a three ball that's in and out. No good. Oh, it went down below the cylinder. Snapped out of there. Rebound down to Botkins. Poked out of bounds by Minster. With 10 seconds left during the opening period. And Botkins in the lead by a score of 13-8. Baseline, right of the rim, inbounding his pitch for the Trojans. Gives it up to Hillscamp. He's doubled right corner. Swings it on top to Steinke. He's got an avenue down the lane. A beautiful left-handed, sweeping underhanded shot. 8/10 of a second to go in the first quarter of play. As Steffi slings it with the left arm. It glances off the rim, no good. And the first period closes out. 15-8 Botkins over Minster. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, Cole Albers has 8 points as we start the second quarter of play. He's got all eight for Minster. Botkins in the lead, 13-8, 5 points for Monin, four from Zimfer. A couple of points for Eli Pitts in this game. I should say six for Zimfer. Here is the ball thrown to the post by McClurg of Minster, intercepted by Pitts. Down the floor, low on the left. Wrap around pass to Zimfer. Missed it, no good. Stick back, no good. Rebound shoveled off the glass. Good. Well done by Pitts. Here is Minster throwing it 60 feet down the floor to Albers. Albers in the lane, short shot with the left hand. No, but a foul on Botkins. Minster wasted no time. Albers ran the floor well. And Minster threw a fireball down inside to Albers after the made shot by Botkins. 17-8 in favor of Botkin's biggest lead. Albers at the line, two free throws for Minster. He's got the first. It's 17-9 in favor of Botkin's. Second shot, Albers, 7:16 left, second quarter. Much too hard. Long rebound, though, McClurg. McClurg outside the arc to Steffi. Long three-pointer, yes! Woo! From distance, 26 feet. Beckham Steffi ignites the crowd here at Minster with a tray to make it 17-12. Four straight points for Minster. Here's Pitts, cross-court to Monin, to Hillskamp. Baseline left to Zimpfer. Good ball movement by the Trojans. Hillskamp down inside. Pocket pass intended on the play for Zimpfer. It's tipped away. Stolen by Minster. Steffi romps down the left side. Cuts into the lane. All the way to the goal. Got it for two. Steffi for Minster. Fires up the crowd. 17-14. Botkin's by three. Trojans get a timeout. On scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Beckham Steffi has just lit it up again. Trigger in a 26-footer. He has got a great second quarter going, 8 points. Steffi, after the timeout, bombs away. Botkin's with possession at the timeline. Minster tips it out of bounds. And what was once a 17-8 lead for Botkin's is now a deadlock, 17-17 tie. Nine straight by the Wildcats. Here's Pitts, top of the circle to Welsh. Goes left wing to Monin. Botkin's way out on the floor. Ball thrown to the cutter. Pitts down the lane. Hemmed in by two men. One is Albers. Shot high off the backboard over Albers. Doesn't catch the iron. Weak side rebound, Minster. Good D by Albers. He's a mountain of a man on the inside. Here's high-low action by Minster. Deflected away by Hillskamp. Down the floor to Monin. Back to Tucker for three. Hits the heel. No good. Zimpfer's got the rebound. He's tied up on the play by Minster. Arrow favors the Wildcats. We're tied at 17. 5:11 to go here in the second period of play. 6 points for Zimpfer for Botkin's. Five in this game for Monin. Four for Pitts. Minster dribbles down the right side of the floor. It's Steffi who's got eight. And then Steffi enters the top of the circle and unloads a wild pass out of bounds in the corner. That was ill-advised. Botkin's gets it as a result of the turnover. 17-17 deadlock. 4:52 to go. Second period of play. Monin, left corner, Hillskamp. Outside the arc on the right to Welsh. Botkin's goes six or seven deep, and that's about it to this point in the campaign. A couple off the bench. See time. Right wing, it is Hillskamp. Goes baseline right to Pitts at the short corner. Zone defense being employed here by Minster with Albers manning the low paint area. Here's a steal in the left corner. taken away by Steffi. Steffi stepped in and hijacked the ball from Welsh, but then Steffi walked. 4:19 to go in the second. We're tied at 17. Inbounding to her left is Welsh. Minster's defensive intensity has really picked up. Bodkin's finding the points hard to come by. Just four for the Trojans in this quarter. Ball swung to the right side. Nothing for Bodkin's in the last nearly 3 minutes. Baseline right open. Hillscamp. He's got it. 15-footer. Tucker Hillscamp sinks it. Bodkin's back in the lead by two. 19-17. McClure to the timeline for Minster. He's yet to score. Zimper's on him 30 feet away. Far left wing. It goes to Wiss. Wiss drops the pass off to Albers. Ooh, it hits the underside of the board and goes out of bounds. 3:47 to go in the second. Bodkin's 19, Minster 17. All the points, I believe, for Minster so far by Steffi and Albers. Baseline left is Hillscamp. Out high to Pitts for Bodkin's, which is up two. 3.5 remaining, period number two. Ball swung near side to Welsh. Steps inside the arc. Oh, good wraparound pass. He threaded the needle. Low on the right to Zimpfer. As the bounce pass eluded Albert, Zimpfer got it, and he was hacked in the act of shooting. Tell you what, head coach Phil Groves' club is attacking this zone in meticulous fashion. That was well done to get Zimpfer two free throws. Zimpfer with three bounces, shots in the air. It is swirling around and coming out. Zimpfer's got three field goals in this game, 6 points total. Second shot, Owen Zimpfer, Bodkin's Trojans, to stretch the lead to three. Short, hits the front rim twice. Rebound right corner, great save by Hillscamp. Hillscamp out to Pitts, foul line. On a weave, it goes to Monin, deep right corner, Hillscamp. Into the post to Zimpfer. A look from 7 feet over Albers. Albers altered the shot, no good. Rebound Zimpfer. Albers altered that one, no good. Rebound Minster, long throw. Steffi down the floor to Albers. Albers blitzes to the rim. He beat Bodkin's down the floor. Shot no good, but a shove in the back. Cole Albers is running the floor like a split end tonight. He is beating Bodkin's to the basket. And Minster is delivering the ball to him hastily. Albers, 1 for 2 at the stripe. 2 free throws here. It is no good. He had 4 field goals in the first quarter, did Cole. As I mentioned earlier, Indiana University showed some interest in Cole for football. There was no offer. I know that Cole did visit campus, but he signed to play at a smaller school for basketball. Second free throw, Albers, is good. 19-18, Bodkin's up one. Pitts, top of the circle for the Trojans. High left to Welsh, back to Pitts. Shot fake, foul line. Albers in that zone, comes to greet him. Baseline left, it's Hillscamp, open from 15. Too hard, no good. Rebound Albers, outlet to Steffi, all the way down for two. He leaked out, did Steffi. And it's 20-19. Minster's taking the lead. Bodkin's forecourt to our left. Ball thrown baseline right to Pitts. McClure on him. Out back to the long three-point shooter for Bodkin's. Pumped up there by Craig Meyer, who's in off the bench. The 5'9 sophomore couldn't get it to go. The rebound stabbed out of bounds by Bodkin's. Minster possession. 1 point lead Wildcats. 2:14 left here in the second. Craig Meyer, 5'9 soft, is in. Backcourt pass to Cole McClurg for Minster. All the damage for the Wildcats done by Steffi and Albers. Albers high left, dumps it down inside to the young man with number one on his back. It's Cole McClurg. He posts up and hits a turnaround J from 10. Well done by McClurg, and Minster's got a 3-point lead. Here's Stanky, foul line for Bodkin's. He pivots, and as it swiped, Steffi with quick hands takes it away. Down the floor it goes to Dominic Meyer. To McClure, 25 feet away. Meyer in the right corner. He made two big threes late in the game to hold off Rushi earlier in the year. Here is Steffi with a driving layup from the left flank, but the official says no. Discount the basket. He took steps. 1:31 left here in the second quarter, 22-19. Minster in the lead by three over Botkins. Botkins has scored four in this period. Meanwhile, Minster has dropped in a grand total of 12. Here's Pitts, 25 feet away. Botkins down three. Shooting for the tie from the left corner. It is good, but Treg Meyer. That was way up in the rafters here at the Minster Gym and came right down through. Big hoop by Meyer. That's what he's in there for, to make a few threes. We're tied up. Bad pass, Minster. Zimfer stole it, came down the floor into the paint area. He banked it in. Nice run, but Zimfer got the bounce feed from Meyer to give Botkins a two-point lead. Impact from Treg Meyer here for the Botkins Trojans in quarter number two. Minster gets in a hurry and throws it out of bounds to the right of our table on the west side of the Minster floor. 44.2 left to go here in the second quarter. 24-22 Botkins. Good game here tonight. It's a rebound contest for these two clubs. A test in resilience. Who will get the victory after a thundering loss? Botkins to Marion Local on Tuesday last night for sales. Routed Minster at the Tigers Gym. Here's Pitts in the right corner. Goes baseline. Goes opposite to Meyer. To Steinke. To Pitts, left corner. High arching three. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Meyer. Dominic Meyer for Minster. Down to Steffi. High dribble. Reach in foul. Meyer of Botkins. 21 ticks on the clock. Second quarter, 24-22 in favor of Botkins. Common foul. Ball out of bounds, side court. 8 points in this game for Zimfer for Botkins. 10 points for Albers of Minster. Those two players lead the way for their respective clubs. 14, 13, 12 seconds to go, second quarter. McClurg back to the basket, top of the circle, stops his dribble, goes to Albers, and a hooking foul called on Zimfer. Botkins with a foul to give will force Minster to throw it in from side court with 7.2 to go here in the second quarter. 24-22, Botkins. Zimfer goes to the bench to make sure he doesn't pick up another foul. Long cross-court pass by Minster into the corner to Kettner. Shoots the three, no good. Rebound Steffi, 12-footer, good! Beckham Steffi got the long board and nailed the jumper just before the buzzer as Minster earns a 24-24 tie at the end of two quarters. What a period from Beckham Steffi off the bench for Minster as he pumped in 12 points to lead Minster to the comeback. Minster had taken the lead there late in the second. Botkins recaptured it. We are level, 24 apiece after two quarters of play here at Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A quick look at the first half scoring in this game tonight. We're tied at 24. Bodkins Trojans 24, Minster Wildcats 24. A far cry from last year's game, won by Bodkins 65-39. Bodkins had a 15-point lead at the halftime break a year ago. Different story tonight as these two clubs try to rebound from setbacks. Bodkins beaten by Marion Local on Tuesday, and Versailles dumped Minster last night. Bodkins 8-1, and Minster 6-5 on the year. For the Trojans, Eli Pitts has a couple baskets for four. Trey Meyer, a long three-pointer. He's got 3 points in off the bench. Hustled, made some good passes, and sank that one. Trey, a good second period for Trey Meyer off the bench. That's additional depth that head coach Phil Groves needs. Will Monin, 5 points, a three and two free throws. Four field goals for Owen Zimpfer. A bucket for James Steinke. A field goal for Tucker Hillskamp. As Botkin scored 13 in the first, 11 in the second. For the Minster Wildcats, Cole Albers has 10 points, four fielders in the first quarter, two of four at the stripe, all in the second. Beckham Steffi off the bench in the second quarter for Minster. Man, did he ever ignite the Wildcats. Two threes, three twos for Steffi, a 12-point second period for Beckham Steffi. Cole McClurg, a second quarter basket, 2 points for McClurg of Minster. So Minster scored eight in the first quarter of play, and then 16 more in the second. Our halftime score, Bodkins 24 and Minster 24. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left you. Frisch's in Sydney still going strong on Michigan Avenue just west of I-75. Frisch's in Sydney as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake. Don't forget, the Frisch's Breakfast Bar opens 7 a.m. to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every night, and more popular than ever, Frisch's dinner menu. Chicken pot pie is outstanding. So is the meatloaf, the whitefish, the spaghetti. dinner at Frisch's. Hey, what's your favorite thing? At Frisch's in Sydney, still going strong with those fabulous Frisch favorites. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly, always accepting job applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists and other entry-level spots, contact O'Reilly online, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. That's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Tuesday night, Layman Catholic at Urbana on scoresbroadcast.com. Layman pulled out a victory last night at Troy Christian, 55-54 to remain unbeaten. Once beaten, Urbana, a Division IV club, is the opponent for Layman on Tuesday night. We've got the action at about 6:25 p.m. on Tuesday from the Hill Climbers Gym in Urbana. 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Bodkins 24, Minster 24, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Up here we go with the second half. Minster Bodkins, nothing decided yet. 24-24 tie. Bodkins looking for win number 9. Minster at 6-5 on the year, both clubs having lost recently. Versailles routed Minster last night in Dark County. Meanwhile, Bodkins this past Tuesday was clobbered at home by Marion Local. Bodkins possession, starting quarter number 3. Mon on top of the circle to Hillscamp. There's a telegraph pass picked off on the play by Kettner. Then he stepped out. Kettner with the interception far side of the floor. And then as he sped the other direction, he could not stay in bounds while tightroping. Steinke, right corner, Monin for Bodkins, tied up at 24. Steinke with a second quarter field goal, gives to Hillscamp. Elbow on the left, it's Monin, 16-footer, swish! Will Monin gets Botkin started. Monin now has 7 in this game. Here's Minster down 2 with the ball left corner. Andrew Wiss has got it. Wiss to Albers, who's near midcourt. He picks up his dribble. Deals to McClurg. Picked up by Pitts. That's been quite a duel all night long. Pitts and McClurg. Outside the arc of the left for Minster. It's handled there by Carson Kaler. Near side to Wiss for a 3. Much too strong. No good. Rebound baseline right. 15-footer Kettner. Long. And the weak side rebound is garnered by Hillskamp for Botkins. Botkins up 2 with the ball. We played a minute. Third quarter. Pitts. Elbow right. Right corner Monin. Jump shooter. Strong. The ball traced down by Zimfer. What a backhand save. To Hillskamp. To Pitts. Driving to the rack. No good, but a foul. Fine awareness by Botkins, which found the open player. Eli Pitts didn't stand still. He cut to the rim. Actually, it was Steinke who was bumped on the rebound while shooting. And the left-hander's got 2 free throws, and it's way short. Boy, that is a phase of the game on which Botkins needs to improve. 2 or 3 percentage points below 60 on the year. Second shot by Steinke. It's around and out. Missed them both. Rebound corralled by Wiss to Steffi, to McClurg. Deep left corner 3. Long distance shot is a little heavy by Carson Kaler. The board snatched by Pitts. Down to Steinke. Shot fake. Baseline left. Into the lane to Zimfer. Oh, he was hacked badly on the arm. No call. Ball goes out of bounds to Minster. And head coach Phil Groves has got a beef. 6:21 left in the third. 26-24 Minster. Steffi backcourt picked up by Monin. Steffi with a tremendous second quarter, 12. Steffi baseline left. He's boxed in and throws it away. Picked off by Zimfer for Botkins. Down the floor to Monin. Shot fake. Right corner, 3 ball. Hillskamp missed everything. Weak side rebound Steinke to Monin straight away for a trifecta. It's short. Neither team shooting it well. Second half. 5:50 left, third quarter. Botkins up 2. Minster eventually got the rebound. Came across the timeline. Threw it away. Picked off by Steinke. Steinke outlet to Pitts. Driving layup. Crammed, but a foul as somebody got the forearm of Eli Pitts. And he will shoot 2. Botkins leading 26-24. 5:40 left to go here in the third. Minster led briefly late in that second quarter. Botkins led the bulk of that first half. Once by as many as 9 at 17-8, then it was 17-10. Minster on a run, got it back tied, took a short lead. Botkins' last field goal, second quarter, to level it at the break. Pitts goes 1 for 2 at the stripe. Missed the first, made the second. Botkins is a 3-point bulge, 27-24. The weave for Minster out high. It's McClurg. He bolts into the lane, dribbling hard. Oh, it goes off his shoe top, out of bounds. Miscue Minster. Botkins up 3. We'll bring it down the floor, leading 27-24. Here is Pitts to midcourt. High left to Steinke. Left corner Zimfer as they attack this zone with Albers patrolling the paint. Baseline, short corner Zimfer out high to Steinke. Foul line Hillskamp. Doesn't shoot over Albers. Goes to Pitts. Pitts is boxed in 10 feet from the bucket, and Minster stole it. McClurg out of control. Oh, what a spin move by McClurg at the last second as he went barging through the paint and flipped it in on the run. Big goal by McClurg. 1-point lead, Botkins, 27-26. This zone defense gets Botkins tied up in knots when the Trojans get the ball down below the foul line. Here's a deep left corner 3 by Steinke. No good. Rebound punched out of bounds by Botkins. Trojans will have to make some outside jump shots against this zone in order to win the game. That's for sure, because Albers is patrolling the paint and taking up the space in there. 4:28 to go in the third. Minster on the gallop down the floor. Steffi. Steffi gives it up right corner, gets it back ahead of the key. On a weave, McClurg steps below the foul line. Looked like he might have taken steps, threw a shot toward the rim, and baited Bodkins into a two-shot foul. Two free throws, McClurg for Minster, which trails Bodkins 27-26. McClure has got 4 points, make it five, and we're tied at 27. 3 points each way in a low-scoring third quarter. We were even up 24-24 at the break. Second shot, McClurg. Got them both. Kettner on the floor for Minster. Checking out Carson Kaler. 28-27. Minster has sneaked back on top by a point. Near side, Pitts. Pitts left open for Bodkins, and he banked in a triple. Eli Pitts says, I'll take it. A three ball by Eli. 3-point edge. No, he was on the... Yes, that was a three because Bodkins was down 28-27. I didn't interpret that right. The lead is two for Bodkins after the triple by Pitts. Bodkins has been down 28-27. Ball knocked away out of bounds below the Minster basket. Minster throws in all the way to backcourt. Steffi runs it down. Bodkins in the lead, but two. 3:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Here's a reach around hooking foul by Monin. Just below the 3-point arc as Steffi began to penetrate. Substitution, Welsh in for Monin for Bodkins. Coach Groves has used seven, I believe, in this game, including Welsh and Treg Meyer, who made a nice three ball in that second quarter. Bodkins up two. Minster inbounds. Three and a half to go in the third. McClurg on the arc. Hand off to Steffi. He's got a habit of nearly carrying the basketball. Steffi has it poked away from behind. Too much dribbling. Into the hands of Zimpfer. Outlet to Pitts. Pitts goes sweeping in from the left flank, and his layup is blocked out of bounds. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Bodkins up 2, 30-28. Pitts inbounding left of the rim. Looks for Zimpfer in the paint, can't find him. Throws it out high to Welsh, who sets and shoots the three. Rim, backboard no good. Rebound, Zimpfer missed it, but he is smashed on the arm. And he gets two for his work on the interior. Bodkins needs to cash in at the stripe. Three fouls on Minster in the quarter. 3:16 to go, third period. Bodkins 30, Minster 28. Two free throws for Owen Zimpfer. Spins the ball in his palm and gets it to crawl over the front rim. It's good. Didn't look pretty, but he says it's still a point. Second shot here by Zimpfer. He missed his first two in this game. That one's in. Zimpfer with a pair. Bodkins up four, 32-28, 3:14 to go, third quarter. Over the timeline, McClurg. Picked up by Pitts of Bodkins. McClurg on the bounce for Minster. A weave to Steffi. Welsh on him, 30 feet away. High post, Albers. He's been silent. Four field goals, first quarter. No basket since. Steal by Bodkins. Taken away by Steinke. Steinke, top of the circle, down the lane. A runner, a floater. It's good! Bodkins with six. 2:47 to go. That was a scrambled floor, open lane for Steinke, who converted. Here's a long three by Minster's Kettner. His heel is out of bounds. Turnover. Bodkins possession up six. 2:39 left here in the third quarter. Big field goal seconds ago by Steinke. For Bodkins. Deep in the left corner, Zimpfer. As Bodkins deals with this stone. On the arc to Pitts. Pitts backs up and shoots the three. And he drains it. Oh, my goodness. It was way up in the ceiling here at Minster. And Bodkins is up by nine. Three ball by Pitts. Time out, Minster. 2:13 left in the third. What a run by the Trojans, who lead it 37-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, a nice third quarter working for Eli Pitts for Botkins. He's got 7 in the period. Good defensive job by the Trojans on Cole Albers for Minster. His last field goal came in the final minute of the first quarter of this game. Here's Minster down by 9, 37-28, 2 minutes left to go in the third. Minster inbounds. It goes immediately to Albers in the post. He jockeys, powers to the rim, left it short. Good defense by Zimpfer, who gets the loose ball. Down the floor to Pitts, stolen by Steffi. And then Steffi got the ball, left the floor after I think he was on the ground a step and a half, guilty of walking after making the theft. Good call by the official. Botkins throws in right in front of Phil Groves across the way, leading by 9, 37-28, minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. Zimpfer takes the inbounds pass and misses a foul line J. A little bit heavy on the shot. Rebound down to Minster. McClure to Steffi. Steffi loops it in down inside to Albers. Good high-low action. Caught by Albers and dropped in. Albers with a bucket to make it a 7-point game. Here's Botkins dribbling into traffic in the lane. Ball shaken loose by Minster. Down to Dominic Meyer. His long three is strong. Hit the back rim. He gunned it quickly. Botkins got the rebound. Here's Pitts down the floor. Gives it up to Welsh. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. Botkins up 7, 37-30. High left, it's Steinke for 3. Missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Kettner for Minster, up to Steffi. Steffi goes behind the back, into the paint. And he has his arm grabbed. Steal by Welsh or Botkins, but a foul. Good call by the referee. 37-30. Botkins ahead by 7. 55.2 left to go here in the third period. 7 points for Pitts in this quarter for Botkins to lead the way. And as we look at the scoring for Minster in this quarter, McClurg has got 4, Albers 2. In fact, McClurg had scored the only points in this period for Minster until that most recent two-pointer by Albers around the rim. 48 seconds to go in the third. McClurg for Minster, top of the circle. Wildcats down 7. Fadeaway McClurg hits the rim, sprays into the corner. Rebound, Minster on the arc to Steffi for 3, and he pours it in. He buried it. 37-33. Botkins in the lead by 4. Here's Pitts down the court. He hits Zimpfer driving through the lane. Zimpfer caught it midair and scored it with the left hand. What an assist by Pitts. Field goal by Zimpfer. That's a good retaliation. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 6-point lead, Botkins. Steal, Zimpfer. He's having a heck of a period. He stole it, made a driving layup. Here's Minster down the floor, 4 seconds left, and we've got an inadvertent buzzer. My mistake, 0.4 seconds left. Buzzer does sound before Minster could get away a clean shot, and the third quarter finishes with Botkins in the lead. Great field goal to end the period by Zimpfer of the Trojans, who are up 8, 41-33 over the Minster Wildcats at the end of three here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Up here we go, fourth quarter of action. Minster right away starts the period with an entry pass to Albers, left-hand hook shot, five-footer good, point-blank range, 41-35. Bodkin's lead is six, had been 41-33 at the end of the period. Seven-point third quarter for Pitts for Bodkin's. 6 points in the period from Zimpfer. 4 points for McClurg for Minster, and a 9-point third quarter for the Wildcats. Here's a deflection, top of the circle by Minster, taken away by McClurg. 6-point game, Botkin's in the lead. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Steffi, top of the circle, herky-jerky move down the lane, makes a behind-the-back pass to Albers. Albers fakes, and climbing up on the back of Albers is Monin, a Botkin's defender. There was no shot taken. Foul is common. Out of bounds to Minster. Baseline left of the rim. McClurg will trigger. 15 points Steffi, 14 points Albers for Minster in this game. 14 Zimpfer, 11 Pitts for Bodkin's. 6:50 to go. Albers baseline left, 15 feet away. Bad pass to the foul line. Picked off on the play by Steinke. Steinke motors down the court. Reach in by McClurg. One foul each way to start the fourth quarter. 6:48 left. 41-35. Bodkin's ahead by six. Game was tied at 24 at the halftime break. Over the timeline, Pitts. Pitts veers to the right. Steps inside the arc and shoots a two. It's short. Rebound cleared off the glass by Albers. Outlet to Steffi. Steffi twisting, turning inside the arc. Oh, makes a great baseline pass to a cutter. It's caught by Carson Kaler, who lays it in. What an assist by Steffi. Kaler on the finish. 41-37. It's getting snug again. Bodkin's had been up by eight. Outside the arc on the left, it's Steinke. Into the middle of Hillscamp. On the arc to the three-point shooter, it's Meyer in off the bench for Bodkin's. He unloads. Treg couldn't get it to go. It hit the back flange. Kicked to Minster. Steffi picked up by Meyer. Near side pass goes to Kaler around Hillscamp, who fouled him from the backside. It's common. Two fouls, Bodkin's, one on Minster. 5:55 to go in the fourth. 41-37, Bodkin's in the lead before. This is going down to the wire for sure. Baseline left, McClurg lobs out back to Kaler. Kaler bounce pass, left wing McClurg back to the basket. There he goes, entering the lane. A running hook shot is good. What a play, one-on-one, Cole McClurg. Two-point game, And Phil Groves of Botkins gets a timeout. 41-39 Trojans. Six in a row by Minster. 5:41 to go in the fourth. Unscores.broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
A critical stretch to this game. 5 minutes, 28 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Botkins after the timeout, works the ball, top of the circle. Minster with six straight points to shave an eight-point deficit down to two. 41-39 Botkins, 5:16 to go, fourth quarter. Steinke with the ball, 25 feet out on the left. He's dribbling. Team fouls, two on Botkins, one on Minster. Ball thrown to the post to Zimpfer, and poking it out of bounds, sprawling on the floor. Fine play, Kaler of Minster. That's the kind of tenacity he shows out on the football field as quarterback for the Wildcats. Ball inbounded to Tregmeyer, high right to Pitts, right corner Zimpfer. Botkins may have to make a few jump shots from outside the arc or around the foul line against this zone of Minster in order to stave off the Wildcats and win this game. Here's Pitts. He starts a drive, and the ball is smacked away from behind. It flies into the lane. Zimpfer has a shot at it off his fingertips, out of bounds. Unlucky play for Botkins. Minster gets the possession on the turnover, 41-39. Botkins clings to the two-point lead. Trojans have not scored in 3 minutes and 15 seconds in the fourth quarter. Here's Albers, foul line. He maneuvers, goes into the lane area, makes a heave to the perimeter. It's deflected by Botkins and stolen. Zimpfer down the floor to Pitts. Pitts drives to the rim, lays it up, deflected off the board. Zimpfer can't control the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Tough break, Botkins again. 41-39 Botkins. Minster in possession, 4:23 left. Both teams have gotten in a hurry, trying to score baskets before the other club's defense can get set up. Deep right corner, McClurg. McClurg off balance into the lane. Left-hand shot bounces around. It won't go down. Rebound up the floor. It is Botkins. Welsh in the lane to Hillskamp. 10-footer right in front. Oh, he missed it straight away. As good a shot as you can have. Here's McClurg dribbling down the floor from Minster. Gets a horse shot. He hooks it. It's good. And he's fouled. What a play by Cole McClurg of Minster. He was barreling down the left side of the lane. He cradled that ball in the left armpit, survived contact, and just threw it in the air. It kissed in off the window. Bucket McClurg. Free throw McClurg. No good. Rebound pinballed. Zimpfer's got it for Botkins. We're tied at 41. 3:47 to go. Botkins scoreless here in the fourth. 8 points for Minster. Here's Welsh. Bodied and fouled. 30 feet from the basket. 41-41 deadlock. 3 minutes, 41 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins was up 41-33 at the end of three. Minster has registered all 8 points so far here in the fourth quarter. 30 feet away on the left, it's Steinke. Between the circles, it's Pitts. Guarded by McClurg. Back to Monin. Monin gets the pinch from two defenders. Gives it up to Pitts. Bodkins needs a bucket. Long three ball by Pitts. He jettisoned that one toward the rim. It wouldn't go. Hit the rim, the glass. Ricocheted away to Minster. Pitts had an open look. Bodkins has shot miserably since the latter stage of the third quarter. Here's a baseline no-look pass by Albers, and he airmails it off the end of the floor. That's a giveaway by Minster. Empty possession, and we are down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Tied at 41. Bodkins has been blanked here in this quarter. Ball thrown to the post to Zimfer, off his fingertips, and Minster's got the loose ball. Bodkins not taking good care of it, neither is Minster either. Baseline drive by Steffi. Ball is popped up in the air by Bodkins. It goes out of bounds. 2:44 to go in the game. We're tied at 41, and a timeout is taken here by Minster. Minster ball when we return to the court. 2 minutes, 44 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to take part in sponsoring scoresbroadcast.com and thus help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Energy for today and tomorrow, offered by Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Minster inbounds after the timeout. Awkward turnaround shot in the lane is good by Albers. High off the backboard. He was well guarded. He muscled it in. Zimfer counters with a made three for Bodkins, but it's wiped off the board because a Minster player fouled, scrambling through a screen. Another tough break for the Trojans. As Minster went ahead on the Albers shot, the three by Zimfer, the first shot Bodkins would have made in the quarter, is negated. Whistle blew before. Bodkins' ball at side court. Head coach Phil Groves getting the explanation. It's not one he likes. 2:31 to go in the game. And here in this period, it's been 10-0 Minster in the fourth. Here's Pitts, foul line extended right. On the arc to Zimfer, another three. This one he missed. Rebound Albers. Backcourt to McClurg. Up the right side to Kettner. In the corner, McClurg, 2:13 to go. Down inside to the driver. It is Steffi right back to McClurg. Could have gone either way. It's ruled a defensive block. And two shots for McClurg, who took it upon himself to drive it hard to the hoop. Ball was dealt him to Steffi. McClurg was in a cluster of black jerseys. One of those 50-50 calls, and it went against Bodkins. Out of the act of shooting, McClurg is short on the shot. 2:10 to go in the game. 43-41. Minster in the lead. A 10-0 run by Minster. First 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. And lo and behold, McClurg missed them both. Neither one is good. Rebound Bodkins down to Welsh. Deep left corner, Steinke baseline. And we've got a foul. He was jammed. 2 minutes to go in the game. 43-41. Minster Bodkins starved for points. Bodkins has gone a full 6 minutes, not a field goal here in the fourth quarter of this game. Minster with all 10 points in the period. Lobbing in below the rim, it's Pitts. He's out of time. Oh, it's deflected by Minster. right below the basket. Zimfer picks it up and lays it in. A cleanup basket by Zimfer. Johnny on the spot. We're tied back up at 43. First goal by Botkins in the fourth quarter. A minute 42 to go. Botkins caught a break there. McClurg hit the Wildcats logo. Goes to Steffi. Oh, he does. He walks. Steffi coming off the screen. And he does have a habit of taking a couple running steps before putting the ball on the floor. Three team fouls. Minster, four Botkins. Botkins ball, a minute 35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Steinke on the arc. High left to Welsh. Cross court to Steinke. Steinke dribbling for Botkins. Comes to Pitts with it. Pitts controls. He gets double teamed, top of the circle. He can't turn the corner. He'd like to drive. Albers in the teeth of the zone in the paint. Deep right corner, Welsh for three. Too hard, no good. Offensive rebound, Zimfer. Zimfer on the arc to a teammate. Minster spoils it. It goes out of bounds. That ball nearly landed right in her lap here at center court. We're tied at 43 still. A minute five to go. And Botkins gets a timeout. 65 ticks remaining in this game. We are level at 43. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, the kids, the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway. Stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, owner Deb Gubo, open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street and come out styling. Thanks so much to Geyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyers. Well, we're down to the final 65 seconds. Botkins has the ball. Game is tied at 43. Botkins with two measly points here in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Minster has scored 10 in the period. Midcourt at Steinke with the basketball for Botkins. It looks like Minster still in the zone. Ball thrown left side of the floor. It's an errant pass by Botkins, and it goes out of bounds into the scorer's table. 56 seconds to go. Minster with possession. Next foul by Botkins is a shooting situation for Minster. Pitch is on McClurg, and coming out too aggressively is Zimfer over guarding. He runs his shoulder into the Minster player who gets two. I had just noted Botkins had committed four in the quarter. That's five, and McClurg is at the stripe. Two free throws. Cole McClurg for Minster. He's got it, and Minster leads 44-43. It's a nail-biter at Minster. Second shot here by McClurg. It is up, and it is perfect. 45-43. Botkins in the lead by two, or I should say Minster on top by two. 48.6 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Ball walked to the timeline. It is Pitts. Pitts gives it to Hillskamp. Right corner, Treg Meyer. Meyer in the game, in the middle of Pitts. Out back to Steinke for three. Too hard. Long rebound to Minster. Lob down the floor to Albers. Albers out of trouble to Kaler. Kaler fouled by Hillskamp with 25 ticks to go. Botkin simply here in the second half. Well, the fourth quarter specifically has not shot it well enough at all. One bucket made by Botkins in the period after a great 17-point period in the third. Couple of free throws for Kaler. 25 ticks to go. Foul shot's good. Carson Kaler hits it. And the lead is now 3 for Minster, 46-43. Second shot, Kaler on the way. Short, rebound, Zimpfer, outlet to Stanky. Botkins down 3 with the ball. 19 seconds left. Long 3 by Pitts. 25-footer is in and out. In and out. No good. Pitts hit the deck. He was floored while shooting. The ball was rebounded below the basket by Botkins. Knocked away by Minster. Botkins touched it last. The official told Pitts to get up. Pitts thought he was fouled. The referee said no contact. The men in stripes talk. 14.6 left. Minster up 3. 46-43. It's Minster possession. And Minster is going to get a timeout. What a strange second half to this game. It is hard to believe that Botkins could score 17 in the third and one bucket here in the fourth and has fallen behind the 3, 46-43. Give Minster credit. The Wildcats defense has been great. The officials do get together. There was a mistake. It was off Minster last. Botkins will have it to throw in with 14.6 to go. Down by 3, 46-43. A Fox Supply in Minster is a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply in Minster continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years. One of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Well, Botkins probably needs to get a screen and try a 3. And in this game, Botkins has gotten 2 threes from Pitts, 1 from Tregmeyer, 1 from Will Monin, and that's it. Third quarter score in this game saw Botkins lead by 8. What a comeback by Minster. Ball inbounded by Botkins, thrown on the arc, intercepted, taken away by Kettner. Kettner down the floor to Steffi. 6 seconds to go. Steffi dribbles baseline, hooked on the play by Meyer. Ball handling mistake by Botkins gives Minster a possession in the waning seconds, and Steffi will shoot. 46-43, Minster, which has simply shut the door on Botkins offensively here in the fourth quarter. Steffi missed. Second shot coming. Steffi in this game's got 15 points. He missed it strong. Rebound Hillscamp. 3 seconds left. Botkins down by 3. Ball knocked away by Minster at midcourt. And it's over. That's it. Minster comes from behind. Beats Botkins 46-43 in a thriller, a nail-biter here at Minster tonight. We'll return with more from Minster High School in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back here to Minster High School, where the Minster Wildcats have rallied from an 8-point deficit at the end of the third quarter to nip the Botkins Trojans by a final score of 46-43. This game was 41-33 in favor of Botkins at the end of three periods. Botkins netted just one field goal, 2 points in the entire fourth quarter of this game. That basket was kind of a fluke. Inbounds pass below the rim by Botkins was deflected by Minster, dropped on the hardwood right below the basket. Zimpfer stepped in, picked it up, laid it through. That was the only field goal by Botkins in the fourth quarter, as the Trojans were one for 12 officially in the fourth, and fell short here tonight to Minster 46-43. Both clubs wanting to rebound and get back in the victory column after a recent setback. Last night at Versailles, the Tigers clobbered Minster. This past Tuesday, Marion Local beat the Trojans at the Botkins Gym. Both games were by wide margins. But Minster, which didn't lead very often in this game tonight, maybe 5% of the game, a little bit early on in the first quarter, and then a lead of 3 points there in the final 2 minutes. A brief lead by Minster right at the end of the first quarter before Botkins got it even. Halftime score was 24-24. That was the score at the end of two, as Botkins led 13-8 after one. Minster outscored Botkins 16-11 in the second. Third quarter, Botkins' most productive period by far in this game. 17-pointer for Botkins to 9 for Minster. But Minster outpointed Botkins 13-2 in that decisive fourth quarter of this game. For the losing Botkins Trojans, Eli Pitts had 2 threes, 11 points. Treg Meyer played well off the bench. He had a three-pointer for 3. 7 points for Will Monnen in this game. 16 for Owen Zimpfer. He was strong, very active around the basket. And he did his part in the paint as Minster threw up that zone with Cole Albers patrolling the lane area. 16 for Zimpfer. He had 6 in the first quarter, 6 more in the third. James Stanky, a bucket in the second, a bucket in the third for 4. And 2 points for Tucker Hillskamp, as Botkins missed several very makeable shots in that fourth quarter of this game. Trojans just went cold down the stretch. Give Minster credit for extremely good defense. Both teams in the upper teens in the way of turnovers. It was a tenaciously played game defensively, very handsy, and there were a number of mistakes. For Minster, leading scorer Cole Albers, 16. Botkins did a pretty good job on him in the second half, cutting his field goal production down to 3. 6 points for Albers in the final two quarters after an 8-point first. Albers leading the way with 16. Beckham Steffi off the bench with 15 points, 12 in that second quarter for Steffi. 12 for McClurg. Cole McClurg at 12, 6 in the fourth quarter for the Minster Wildcats, and 3 points in this game for Carson Kaler. It's a final of 46-43. Minster defeats Botkins here tonight. Our Sour Mug stars of this game, clear-cut, Owen Zimpfer for Botkins, Cole Albers for Minster, the two big men, 16 points apiece. Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue also in Piqua, in the social at the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs brings you this segment of a broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Minster High School, 46-43 Wildcats edge the Bodkins Trojans. Minster got it done thanks to a fourth period during which the home team outpointed Bodkins 13-2. Bodkins got 17 points in the third quarter, one basket late inside of 2 minutes in the fourth, and that was all Bodkins could muster. And when you score 2 points in the fourth quarter in a game between a school in the Shelby County Athletic League, a team in the SCAL, and a team in the MAC, 2 point fourth quarter, probably not enough to get you a victory. Minster overcame an 8 point deficit at the end of three to win by three, 46-43. A little preview of what we've got for you Tuesday night. One loss, Urbana, Division Four, hosting Lehman. Lehman boys in action on Tuesday night. Lehman beat Troy Christian last night by one in a thriller. Lehman is undefeated. Urbana's lost one. We've got the game for you. That's on Tuesday night, 6:25 p.m. airtime on Tuesday. So many thanks to Schaefer Market, your community go-to store. It's gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want. We've delivered with Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, Mahaffey pies, Winter's meats, Hunt Brothers pizza, and more. You'll love our new smoothie machine at the Schaefer Market. And don't forget, on the other end of Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Stop by today, see all those new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer for more info. That's Holly, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Lehman and Urbana should be a fine boys game from the Hill Climbers Gym on Tuesday night. Airtime about 6:25 p.m. We'll have boys action in the SCAL for you next Friday night. And then two or three games a week from Sunday at the Fort Loramie Martin Luther King event. First game starts at 1:30. We're on the air about 12:45. 1 week from Sunday at Fort Loramie. Final score once again, Minster 46, Bodkins 43 here tonight. Bodkins has lost two in a row now. Trojans 8-2 on the year. Minster is 7-5. Chuck McBee out ill tonight, may return next week. He's got that stomach influenza. It is going around hot and heavy, highly contagious. Chuck, hope you get well soon. Thanks so much to our online listeners. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Minster. Final score once again, Minster Wildcats 46, Bodkins Trojans 43.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scores would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.